Media Silent as Elizabeth Warren Incites Hatred Against Fox News. By Joel B. Polak on May 14, 2019. The mainstream media have accused President Donald Trump of endangering journalists and press freedom by criticizing fake news, but were largely silent as Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, launched an attack on Fox News on Tuesday. Fox News did nothing to provoke the attack, other than inviting Warren to appear on a candidate town hall and to reach its audience of millions. Several other Democrats, and even socialist Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, have done so. But Warren turned down the offer, saying she did not want to help the network make money for hate. She went even further, using the Fox invitation as the pretext to launch an attack on the network across several social media platforms. On Instagram, Warren posted a GIF calling Fox a hate-for-profit racket, and added a statement, "I won't do a town hall with Fox News because I won't invite millions of Democratic primary voters to tune in, inflate ratings, and help sell ads for an outlet that profits from racism and hate. If you agree, sign our petition. View this post on Instagram. I won't do a town hall with Fox News because I won't invite millions of Democratic primary voters to tune in, inflate ratings, and help sell ads for an outlet that profits from racism and hate. If you agree, sign our petition. Link in bio." A post shared by Elizabeth Warren, at Elizabeth Warren, on May 14, 2019 at 10:54 a.m. PDT. The Instagram video featured Fox News hosts Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, Judge Jeanine Pirro, and Laura Ingraham. On Twitter, Warren attacked Fox in a lengthy thread. "Fox News is a hate-for-profit racket that gives a megaphone to racists and conspiracists. It's designed to turn us against each other, risking life and death consequences, to provide cover for the corruption that's rotting our government and hollowing out our middle class." Elizabeth Warren, Addie Warren, May 14, 2019. "Hate for profit works only if there's profit, so Fox News balances a mix of bigotry, racism, and outright lies with enough legit journalism to make the claim to advertisers that it's a reputable news outlet. It's all about dragging in ad money, big ad money." Elizabeth Warren, Addie Warren, May 14, 2019. "But Fox News is struggling as more and more advertisers pull out of their hate-filled space. A Democratic town hall gives the Fox News sales team a way to tell potential sponsors it's safe to buy ads on Fox. No harm to their brand or reputation. Spoiler, it's not." Elizabeth Warren, Addie Warren, May 14, 2019. Elizabeth Warren, Addie Warren, May 14, 2019. "I'm running a campaign to reach all Americans. I take questions from the press and voters everywhere I go. I've already held town halls in 17 states and Puerto Rico, including WV, O, GA, UT, TN, TX, CO, MS and AL." Elizabeth Warren, Addie Warren, May 14, 2019. "I've done 57 media avails and 131 interviews, taking over 1,100 questions from press just since January. Fox News is welcome to come to my events just like any other outlet. But a Fox News town hall adds money to the hate-for-profit machine. To which I say, hard pass." Elizabeth Warren, Addie Warren, May 14, 2019. One journalist who offered a mild criticism was Yashar Ali of New York Magazine, who pointed out, after prompting by a rival campaign to Warren's, that she had appeared on Fox News last year. 2. "A rival campaign just sent me this Fox News clip from last year. Warren appearing on Fox News a year ago. Obviously there's a difference between this and a town hall, but worth noting this appearance." Yashar Ali, at Yashar, May 14, 2019. Several Fox News hosts have been targeted by coordinated advertising boycotts, and Tucker Carlson's home was vandalized by a left-wing Antifa, anti-fascist, mob last year. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won: The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.